Tuesday night by the Bamberg. We're starting with Baal Achsania. We want to thank my Bamberg and his wife for opening the house every week and to supporting this class and supporting Am Yisrael and everything that we do about Shalom Bayit. I want to thank everybody for coming. I want to thank everybody for watching. And I want to thank Hashem, first of all, that he is giving us the strength to keep doing. We are in Rosh Chodesh today. And we're going to do the request for Rosh Chodesh for the father they do on the children.
What?
The father they ask on the children. Okay? That your wife gave me. She want to read it for every children. Your children, I let you ask for them, and I'm going to ask for every children. אתה הוא השם אלוקנו עד שלא בראת העולם, ואתה הוא אלוקנו שבראת העולם, ומעולם ועד עולם, אתה הקל. ובראת עולמך בגין דהשתמודה אלוקיך באמצעות דורתך הקדושה, וכמו שאמרו אבותינו זכרונם לברכה, בראשית, it mean, if you remove the aleph and the taf from בראשית, the Aleph is the beginning, the Taf is the end. We left over with Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is just for reference for the Bereshit of the Torah. You have Aleph, beginning of the letters, the end is Taf, you remove them. All the middle between the beginning and the end, it's the head letter of Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So he said, בבראשית בשביל התורה ובשביל ישראל, כי הם עמך ונחלתך אשר בחרת בהם מכל האומות, ונתת להם תורתך הקדושה וקראתם שמך הגדול. ועל קיום התורה בא לנו ממך השם אלוקנו שני ציוויים, כתבת תורתך פור בור, וכתבת בתורתך ולימדתם אותם את ביניכם, והכוונה בשתיהן אחת, כי לא לתוהו בראת כי אם לשבת, ולכבודך בראת יצרת אף עשית, כדי שנהיה אנחנו צאצאי כל עמך בית ישראל, יודעי שמך ולותמי לומדי תורתך. He's saying here that from the Torah that God gave us, the Torah focus on two things that are multiply and you need to teach your children. Basically like Pesach, what is the Pesach? It's only one mitzvah, והגעת לבנך. You have an obligation to tell to your son. So he said, ושינה ולימדת אותם. You need to teach your children. So he said, these two things, they are one. One is poor, who, and one to teach. It's all about Hashem. That they will know your Torah, and they will know everything you stand for. לכן אם אבוא אליך השם אלוקם, השם מלך מלכי המלכים, והפיל תכנתי בעיניי לך תלויות, עד שתכננו ותשמע תפילתי ולהזמין לנו בנים ובנות, וגם הם יפרו בהם וביניהם, ובני בניהם עד סוף כל הדורות לתכלית שהם ואני ואנחנו כולנו יעסקו בתורתך הקדושה. Sorry. ללמוד וללמד ושמור ולעשות לקיים את כל דברי התלמוד תורתך ואהבה והאר עינינו בתורתך ודבק ליבנו מצוותיך לאהבה ולראה את שמך. אבינו מלכנו אב הרחמן, תן לכולנו חיים ארוכים וברוכים. מי כמוך אב הרחמים זוכר את צורה ורחמי לחיים ולרחמים, זכנו לחיים נצחיים כמו שהתפלל אברהם אבינו, לא ישמעאל יחיה לפניך. ופרשו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה בירתך. That means he's saying that we are asking for our children, that the children going to be holding by the Torah and going to keep in the Torah and the path, and like Avraham Avinu that he said to Hashem, maybe Ishmael going to be the one that going to be in the front of you. That means that he תלך לפניך. Rashi explained that to be living with the fear of Hashem, to be able to sustain the life with the fear of God. That means they tell us that in the Gemara, they said, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid. Bless the person that is afraid all the time. What is afraid about? A person needs to be all his life afraid. Afraid from what? Anybody can give me a hint why a person needs to be afraid all the time?
From the little mitzvot.
A little mitzvot? That means he did not do enough mitzvot.
No, from
Beautiful. Anybody else?
Isn't that the second thing you say after Modani, Gracious Chachma, and that's like to be fearful of Hashem?
So you said to be fearful from Hashem.
Right.
You're asking my question? I said, why a person need to be afraid always? I ask.
So you can know Hashem is always like...
We know that Hashem is watching all the time, but what he need to be afraid? If Hashem is watching, what does it... Hashem is watching, he's giving. What does he need to be afraid if Hashem is watching? Okay, he's watching. So what does he need to be afraid? Let's assume that somebody tell you, your boss is watching. Be careful. So you know he's already watching. So what you need to be afraid from if God is watching? God is watching all the time.
For your actions.
What do you need to be afraid from?
Good question.
You've been caught to do something wrong. Okay?
And you've been punished.
Okay. We are doing something wrong every second of the way when you're driving your car. If the police will be behind you, they're going to put you already away long ago.
But if you have good intention...
You understand? That means that we are every day, all day, doing something wrong. So, you know when you're doing something wrong.
But
right?
If you're a little bit afraid, then you'll be more careful.
If you're going to be more afraid, you're going to be more careful. Beautiful. What else? They said, yes.
I would say afraid of losing that relationship with Hashem, that if a person has something precious, you want to guard it, so you stay on your guard,
you
don't become...
You cannot lose the relationship with Hashem. You can be behind God, in the front of God, next to God, with God, but you cannot live without God.
To lose the awareness of it.
The awareness of that. Okay. We are all saying, all correcting, but the point is, when the Chazal tell us, Ashrei in Kiddushim, Ashrei Adar Mefachet Tamid, bless the person that is afraid all the time. What is afraid from? He is afraid that he miscalculate the person that is standing in the front of him. We need always need to know in the front of who is standing. Most of us making a mistake that we do not evaluate the situation in the front of who is standing. Every second. If we know that we're standing in the front of God, if we do not evaluate the people in the front of us with the right way, how are we going to be able to evaluate Hashem that He is present? Every person is a messenger from God. Every person has a godly soul. And if we are not going to evaluate His messengers, how are we going to be able to evaluate the master? And a person needs to be afraid. It's like, imagine that you are going to a job. And they ask you to give an estimate. If you start from the point that the client is educated client, and you already know everything, and he already checked the prices, and he know exactly what they cost, and he know exactly what is the alternative, and he is a very educated client. When you gonna put the proposal in, your proposal need to be covered every corner, and need to be covered to benefit the client in 120%. Then, for sure you're going to take the job. You need to cover also the thing that he is not answered, that he was not been requested, that the plan is not pointed, that you are from your experience, you can benefit him. But if you are not, and you're making a mistake, that it seems to you that this client, he is not so educated. I'm just going to give him an estimate, you know. I'm not going to put much, I'm not going to put too little, just going to get by. And this client is very educated, and he already know what needs to be done. And you did not include it in the proposal, you basically lost the job. You lost your time.
Or you got the job.
Or you got the job. When you get the job, you usually need to be even more afraid. What did I do wrong that I got the job? Especially when you married a lady. When you are living your life, we think that we are winner by be able to close the deal. But imagine that it's always two sides to the deal, and everybody thinks that he is a winner. That's a good thing. When you get your proposal and your proposal being accepted, you need to start to be worried. A person needs to be in consciousness all the time, that an awareness to the environment, and to know that the person is in front of him is much more educated than he thinks, and is much more connected than he thinks, and he is smarter than he thinks. And if you're going to take this to your consideration, you're always going to put 100% and you're always going to be a winner. But if you misevaluate the person in the front of you, you're basically making a big mistake in your life. Yes?
You said it's an avera to drive, right?
I did not say that. I said the police are going to think it's avera. If you are not going to follow the sign, then the police are going to be behind you. They're going to stop you.
Okay.
They're going to stop you for every little thing. The same thing in life. We are always, always making mistakes. But the awareness is not about our mistake. It's the awareness when God sent his messenger. Do we honor the messenger? Because if the messengers need to be honored, the messenger, he is like the master himself. And if we do not honor the messenger, you marry the wife, she is the daughter of God. And if you do not honor her the way her father wants, her father will get really angry. And what's going to happen to you?
You won't let him marry you.
Sorry?
You won't let him get married. You won't want him to marry him.
Listen, not to be married, it's nishgefelte. Nishgefelech is not something big. But you can live a wrong life and you get up to the wrong star. You understand? You go to the Penn Station, you want to get to Boston. You're going to take the wrong bus because the bus is air-conditioned and you look nice from outside. And you're going to end up in Albuquerque, somewhere that you don't want to be there. He can send you a wife that you think that you're going somewhere and you're basically going to the wrong places. And you end up in... You never wanted to be there in your lifetime. So a person needs to be careful what he's asking. He may going to get it. Yes. Okay, so... אבינו אב רחמן, תן לכולנו חיים ארוכים וברוכים. מי כמוך אב רחמים, זוכר את צוריו לחיים ולרחמים. זכרנו לחיים ונצחיים, כמו שמתפלל אברהם, אבינו, לו ישמעאל יחיה לפניך. ופרשו רבותינו זכרנו לברכה, ביראתך. תזמין, a person need to be afraid all the time. And he said, may ישמעאל gonna be next to you. And Rashi write, may ישמעאל gonna have a fear of Hashem גם. כי על כן באתי לבקש לחנן לפניך, שיהיה זרעי וזרע זרענו, וזרע כשר, ואל תמצא בזרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם שום פסול ושמץ. אך שלום ואמת וטוב וישר בעיני אלוקים ובעיני אדם. ויהיו בעלי תורה ומראי יקרא ומראי משנה ומראי תלמוד ומראי רזה ומראי מצווה ומראי גומלי חסדים ומראי מידות. תרומיות שיעבדוך באהבה ויראתך פנימיות ולא יראה חיצונית. ותן לכל גבייה מהם דייחס מחסורה בכבוד, ותן להם בריאות וכבוד וכוח, ותן להם קומה ויופי וחן וחסד, ויהיה באהבה ואחווה ושלום ביניהם, ותזמין להם זיווגים הגויים מזרע התלמוד חכמים מזרע הצדיקים, וגם הם זיווג יהיה כמותם כל אשר התפללנו עליהם, כי זיכרון אחד עולה לכאן ולכאן. He's saying that we need to ask. We need to ask our for our children, that the children, you seeds, offspring, kasher, that they're going to be a good vessel for to be able to be a good Jew. The hardest is to be a good Jew. What does it mean to be a good Jew? Just to follow, to be willing to accept the yoke of the Torah. It's very easy to be rebellious. Very easy. I can fight with my wife for a million different ways. Million. And with all of them, I can find a million reasons to be right. Only one reason to live with her with peace. And that's the reason is that I chose her to be my wife. And I need to honor me for to be able to keep living in this universe. Because if I don't honor me, there's nothing else to honor in the universe. Yes? Want to say something? Yeah? Okay. So he said, if you going to pray for the children, there's going to be Zera Kasher, a pure seed, and they're going to be able to be a good vessel for to be a good Jew, to learn Torah, to sustain the light of Hashem in the universe, we need to pray that God will give us the knowledge for to be able to do our work in this universe and not to get to the wrong truck and the wrong bus or the wrong places. Most of us do. If Yitzchak, our patriarch, was living the wrong life because he couldn't listen to his wife, she had to trick him in his old days to give the blessing to Yaakov, we can always, always make mistakes. And he is the only one that saw God in the universe. That even Yaakov made the swearing on Pachad Yitzchak, that he went to the Akedah. He gave his life for Hashem, he gave his life for everything. But nevertheless, he thought that Esau is the one. In the end, he realized, when it's written, Vayicharad Yitzchak charada gdola, he got a big fear. What is the fear? That he recognized that he was living a wrong life. All his life he was thinking that his Esau is the one, and in his old days he realized that Yaakov is the one. We can do it every day. We need to be so sensitive to the messengers that come into us, that everyone have a reason. Why do we hear the message? Why this person tell us this? What's the purpose that I need to hear it? And if we are not taking very seriously the messenger, how are we going to be able to respect the master? We are all a soul. We say in every morning, Neshama shenatata b'Torah. We are part, a soul that gave us his pure, it's Hashem. He let us survive in this universe. As soon as the soul leaves, going back to a place, the body is going to the ground. The body is only a vehicle to carry you from point A to point B. And the main thing is the Neshama. And every person has a Neshama greater than you think. You just see here. You don't even see the soul of the Neshama. If we understand the strength of the light of Hashem, the light of Hashem doesn't even come into this body. The light of Hashem is like standing above us, somewhere, every soul. The only way that we got to be able to connect to this part, they give us a mitzvah to do. When a person does a mitzvah, he be able to retreat some of the light that is above him. As more mitzvot you do, as more light you can be able to bring to this body. More light to be able to bring to your neshama, to the candle that you have. If you put the light of Hashem into this body, the light of the neshama, the body cannot take it. To be able to bring light into this universe, you need a miracle from God for to be able to combine the two opposite things, neshama and body. The soul, spirituality and physicality. Doesn't go together. So God, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakot Israel. God wants to make us worthy. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha said, he gave us a lot of Torah, a lot of mitzvah. When a person wanted to be connected to Hashem, God gave him mitzvah. He can do all these mitzvot with no pleasure. He said, you know what? I give you a mitzvah and a pleasure. They multiply, you have a pleasure and a mitzvah. He said, just do it for the right reason. Utilize your life in the right reason. He can give us a mitzvot with no pleasure, with no any understanding, just to do. Any king, if he give you an order you to do something and you are not doing it, God forbid, he take the head of the person off. This king of kings, even though does it, they give us the mitzvot, and he tell us to do that, and we are not doing that, and he still let us live. What a merciful God. And he all the time accepts us to come back. And a person can do tshuva every second. A person doesn't know when he's going to leave, and we don't know the day of the time that we live in. A person needs to live his life every second like it's his last day. Otherwise, we do not cherish our life. We do not know when is the time to live. And if we don't know that, we need to live every second like it's our last day. And what do we want to say? What people are going to say about us when we're going to leave? What they're going to talk about when we leave the room, what people said. In your face, people can tell you anything you like to hear. But it's important when you leave, how people speak about you. They say, good name of a person going ahead of him. His bad name going behind him. We need always, always to cherish our good name. Always to consider every person around us and to treat him in a high level. And if we are not treating him in a high level, we basically do not treat God in the right way. So he said, we ask in Hashem for all these good qualities that these our children are going to have, and give to all every person all his needs, beginning and end, morning to evening, and going to be a peace between all the children, the tzaddikim. And everybody going to get his evil. ואתה השם יודע כל תעלומות לפניך נגלו צבוני לבי כי כוונתי בכל אלה למען שמך הגדול והקדוש ולמען תורתך הקדושה. That all our attention need to be for Hashem. That we're going to a wedding. We are there only for the bride and the groom. The same thing here. Every second a person need to live his life like he is for Hashem, for קידוש Hashem. למען תורתך הקדושה, for the holy Torah. ועל כן ענני השם ענני בעבור האבות הקדושים אברהם יצחק יעקב ובכלל האבות שתושיע בנים להיות הענפים הדומים לשושם ובעבור דוד עבדך רגל רביעית מרכבה משורר ברוח קודשך. Talking about that, they have four legs to the chair. This Avraham, Isaac and Jacob, and David HaMelech is the fourth leg. He is the Malchut, he is the universe that we read in. Shir HaMalot Ashri Kol Erei Hashem. Ha'olech B'darcha V'Gia Kepere Kitoch Ha'Shirah V'Tor Lach Ishtecha Ki Gevon Puriah B'Yarkete B'techa B'necha B'necha K'Shtile Zetim Yisrael L'Shonecha Ki Ken Yivorach Gevon Erei Hashem Yivarcha Adonai Mitzion Erei B'Turu Yerushalayim Kol Yemechaer Oreh Banim B'Benecha V'Shalom Al Yisrael. אנא השם שומע תפילה יקוים בי ופסוק ואני זאת והראיתי אותם אמר השם רוחי אשר עליך ודברי אשר שם בפיך לא ימושו מפיך ומפי זרעך ומפי זרעך מעתה ועד עולם אמר השם מעתה ועד עולם יהי לרצון עברי פי ויגנון לי בלפניך אדוני צורי וגואלי אמן. Okay, now we're going to go to the class. It was a request from to say for the Rosh Chodesh. We are in the chapter, we learn from Rabbi Nachman. We are in the end of the book almost.
The last class? I forgot what happened.
Some fireworks.
We don't need to remember the last class.
Oh, the last class.
The memories we have.
Supposed to remember. We read it in the Shema.
Well, you were sleeping.
That was a tough class for the lady. Right? Mrs. Siegel. Where are we?
You penned it in pencil.
I did it with a pencil, right? Somebody read in my book, it took my marks away. Good.
I think Michael would know.
Michael, he is the...
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, this is the pen. Here.
Pencil
on the left side.
Yeah. Baruch Hashem. Looking at the arrow.
This is a... Okay. Okay, we're gonna just do a little repetition about the last class so people be able to follow. We're in page Shin Tzadik, okay? לכן אהובי, my beautiful son, ראה להיות פיקח, you need to be smart. אם אתה רוצה להיות, לחיות חיים טובים, if a person wanted to live a good life, a sweet life, a comfortable life, you need to respect your wife. And you need to give always into your wife. ואז תזכה להצליח בנישואים. Then you're going to be able to have a successful marriage. אל תיקח את דבריי אלו בנקל. Do not take my word so lightly. כי אתה עלול לאבד את שני העולמות כרגע. You can be able to lose both universe in one second. God forbid. ואם תתעקש על כל דבר, if God forbid, you're going to be very stubborn on every little thing. Do not get stubborn on any little thing at home. ותציק לה בדברים, you're going to pick on her, on every little thing that she does. The refrigerator, do you need this, you don't need this, shall we buy it, shall we throw it, are you one in the house, you are not one in the house. You're not allowed to do that. Everything that your wife said in the house, you don't pick on her, you don't question her. That's her territory, her home. ועל ידי זה תבוא לידי... That if you, God forbid, if you're going to question her and you're going to make her angry, she wouldn't be willing to do what you want. And then things will start to be very desperate at home. And God forbid, you're going to get into angriness and you're going to get into the wrong place, God forbid.
God forbid.
אשר לא כדאי להיות בזה עולם אפילו אחד. That you are not allowed, it's not worth it to be in this universe even for 1 second. Even for 1 minute. Or God forbid that you can make a mistake in the covenant. God forbid. ולכן מאחר שתזכה אותך קודם ברוך הוא עם אישה, that God make you worthy to be able to receive this wonderful gift from him, this wife. ראה להיות פיקח, you need to be very smart. תשמור מאוד על שלום ביתך, you need to keep very much the peace in the home. באופן שהיא לא תמרוד בך, that God forbid that she is not going to feel that to rebuild against you, God forbid. אין רבנו said, שזה מעשה הבעל דבר שמניח את עצמו על זה מאוד, לקלקל שלום בית של בני נעורים. That this, when a person, God forbid, he put himself in the position to destroy his own home and to destroy his own relation from youth. כי הוא אורב על כך מאוד לתפסם בנעורים. That the יצר הרע, the evil inclination is there all the time to catch you. He is there to watch you and to take your mistake and to make it very big. ועל ידי קלקול השלום הבית, and how he succeed by breaking the peace in the home. When the peace in the home getting broken, everything else getting broken. The parnasa at home, the wealth, the children, everything else, the family, everything else getting broken, God forbid. And he is very smart, the Yetzer Hara, and he starts from the peace. that you going to be able to fall after that to all the rest of God forbid. And my beautiful son, מאחר שעבר עליך כי מן אורך מה שעבר, that whatever passed on the person when he is in his youth and whatever passed and he have a lot of tribulation in life and problem until he find that God make him worthy to find such a wonderful wife, you need to dear her and to respect her and to purchase her with a lot of gifts and always try to dear her and to speak to her with love and softness and to bring closer her heart. And dafka ledezet is kevan isruim. And with this, only with this, you're going to be able to have a successful marriage. And don't try to be too smart, to outsmart the situation, that you're going to think that it's maybe as any other way, God forbid. Ki rabim achalalim ipila, elu shehalchu betokef ubiyat kasha im aisha. Many people fell in this journey that they think that they're going to be able to go in any other way against the wife. Asher lebasof hi nifgea ubacha. That God forbid, in the end, you hurt in your own home. Benotar bechoser kol kim kol hamishpacha itparka v'aledi gerushin, God forbid, that all this house can, God forbid, is not going to be there and the children going to get hurt and everything will be a disaster, God forbid. Why? Just for the point to be right. Who want to be right? I don't want to be right. I want to be successful. You can be right in business, but broke. Or you can be successful in business, and you are not right. Okay, I agree that my wife is going to be right, as long as we're going to be successful. You need to see, my beautiful son, always give in to your wife. You need to give her always the justice the way she wants it. While it is a tiskel, as I'm saying, we need, you're going to be able to be very successful in your marriage. אל תחשוב לרגע, כי אז יעלו לך הנישואים ביוקר. Do not think for a second that if you're going to do what I said, this marriage will cost you a fortune. לכן תמצא בכל בית אשר אין שם שלום, וזה נובע רק מחמת שאין הבעל מכבד ומכיר את אשתו. And this is what you're going to find. This destruction in every house, that it's no peace there. When you are going to find that this is going to cost you a lot, only in the house that it's no peace. But when the house have a peace at home, everything going perfect. כי האישה אוהבת מאוד מאוד ורוצה שיכבדו אותה. The wife love very, very much. And she want the husband to respect her and to dear her. וכמו שאמר רבנו לקרוא רבי סד, כל מי ששכלו קטן ביותר צריך לחלוק לו כבוד ביותר. את אבו רבי סד, whoever that his mind he's very small, you need to give him the most honor. The lady, the mind is very small. Like this, God forbid, don't misunderstand me. We're talking about when she getting married, she giving the honor to the husband, and she's willing to reduce herself just to back up her husband. So if her mind is very small, that means her attention is only of honor and respect, and you're going to dear her, she's going to be willing to do everything else for you. So don't take it so lightly. And she needs the most respect for that. That she so such a big neshama, she be willing to stand behind you and to bring herself to this much just to be your wife. And because of that, you need to give her the most respect. שאנשים מקפידות מאוד מאוד על כבודן, that the lady are very, very particular about the honor of themselves. וזאת מחמת שדעתם קלה וקטנה מאוד, because their mind is very weak and very lightly. What does it mean? Don't misunderstand me, that the ladies, their mind is weak and lightly. That means when they put in the faith in you, they willing to give away all themselves and to be willing to get influenced by you. לכן חפצות שיקרו אותן, that means that they are looking that you're going to dear them and respect them, that they put the faith in you and they follow you. ועל כן אם חכם אתה בעיניך ותזלזל בשתך, if you are smart in your eyes and you are not going to dear and respect your wife, God forbid, you're going to do opposite. מכל שכן אם תדקור אותה בחרב לשונך, of God forbid, you're going to use your tongue to sting her and to point your tongue all the time with the tip of your tongue, you're going to be very sharp with her, God forbid. לבסוף היא תיחס עליך ולא תדבר עמך. In the end, she's going to get angry at you and she's not going to talk to you, God forbid. ויכאב לך מאוד, and this is going to hurt you very much. ועל ידי זה, תקניתה יותר, and with this, you're going to use your tongue even stronger, God forbid, on her. והיא תתחצב כלפיך יותר, and she's going to start, God forbid, to speak to you back. And all this is going to come into the wrong places, and then you're going to bring, God forbid, the family to mix together, and the dispute is going to start to get extend to the other family, and God forbid, this is going to be the worst scenario. That means that it's going to be a disaster. Why? Because the machloket, it doesn't bring any peace. The dispute is only created destruction. It depends if the machloket is l'shem shamayim or not. Korach, for example, he took to himself a bad advice, and he got the dispute with Moshe Rabbeinu, and this dispute destroyed, killed children, people, wife, husband, brother, everything. The earth open her mouth and swallow all of them together. That means dispute should not be there because what I think. What I think is not important. It's what Hashem wants from us. What we have an obligation to do, the right thing. Like he said, that the dispute is like a little water that it starts small and then it getting bigger. וככה המחלוקת מתחילה בוויכוח של שטויות, the dispute starts with nonsense, and after that it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's spread to the family, God forbid, and then everything will become to be in the wrong place. ואפילו כשהם משתדלים אותם ומדברים על ליבה, אינה חפצה after the dispute starts and everybody get involved, even that you're going to talk to the lady, she wouldn't be willing to listen. Why? Because the hate that is coming to the point, God forbid, to the such a level that it's very hard to go back. Ben bnei azug abayim lidei girushin, and God forbid, with this couple can get into the split, to split and get divorced, God forbid. V'chol ze ma'aseh abal davar la'achshil et bnei anuim, that means this is what is the yetzara come, the evil inclination come to break the home that they have such a lot of light inside, he tried to get in to create a dispute in between them. And God forbid, the house can break in them. Lachen, that's the reason. You need to be very smart. Ein davar tov ve'ein shalom yotze mitoch ha'merviah. Nothing good coming from argument. Nothing good coming from argument. And no peace comes from that. Nothing. No winning coming from argument. ועל כן ראה לא לריב עם אשתך, you need to see not to fight with your wife, תן לה את הצדק, let her win in the house, אף שאתה יודע שאינה צודקת כלל ועיקר, even know that you know that she is not right at all. Close your eyes and say yes my wife. אך עליך לדעת שאם לא תצדיק אותה היא תבוא לכלל כעס ולא תדבר איתך. If you are not gonna tell her that she is right, then she's going to get angry and it's going to get even worse. That means, what does it mean? The lady, we have a problem. Guys are shooting very straight and they need to see everything with common sense. Everything needs to be today common sense, and if it's not working today common sense, they cannot function. But the reality that God give the man wisdom, but he give to the lady intuition. The wisdom of the man, if you imagine that you are looking at life, the man can see from 1,000 feet up to infinite. But the lady see from 0 to 1,000. A man cannot look in such a detailed way. We wanted to decide to go to the Niagara Falls. No problem. We're going to the Niagara Falls. The man is the driver. We're going north. We're going north. The lady, she is the navigator. She decide which way we're going. Even though that the lady telling you to drive south, and you know that we need to go north, you need to drive south. Anybody know why? I'm sorry?
The woman has intuition.
I don't hear you.
The woman has the intuition.
The woman have the intuition. What does it mean? You're right. The woman have the intuition. What does it mean? What that means? That she have the...
She feels like that's the right way to go. She senses it.
That's correct. But what does it mean? Why she will want to go south if we need to go north to the Niagara Falls? I'm sorry, I don't hear you.
Maybe she thinks it's a shortcut.
Maybe she thinks it's a shortcut. Okay, it's possible. But they have a bigger reason of that. The lady, she doesn't know how to explain herself. Even though that God gave her nine cabin of talking, the man, the rest of the universe took one. If the 10 of them came to the world, 9 of them took the ladies, 1 of them to the rest of the universe. Without this, she cannot even speak her mind. Why? Because a lady walks with intuition. Her intuition is the walking from her God intuition, what he gave her. She senses dangerous in a certain part of the road, and she says, honey, whatever you want to go, it doesn't matter where we're going. But you are not going there. You're going to the opposite side. Why? She feel the dangerous to go there. And she's going to take you to a detour. Every man with a normal common sense is going to say, honey, what did you do? You took us out from the highway. I am in the wrong exit. I don't know where to go. You get me here. Now what? Now you tell me to find my way? Yes. She did not. She just saved your life. If you will continue in the way you went, the way you go, you're going to end up in the wrong places. Or God forbid, something happened there. And she sensed that. And she said, honey, get out from the highway. Take this exit, not the other exit. Get out now. Make a right. Go left. Until she felt that the danger is gone, she said, honey, now you can go whatever you want. And the man going to say, what did you do to us? We got into a detour of another hour. Yes, but this detour saved your life. You just don't know about it. That's the reason God gave you the wife to navigate you. And to tell you, honey, don't do this, do this. A smart man listen to his wife. So, so even though that you know that she is not right, you know she's not right. You need to listen anyway. Because if you are not, you're going to get angry and it's going to get up in the same places. ותסתכל בעבירות חמורות, God forbid, you can get into after this to argument and sin and angriness, that is the worst place in the universe to be. The main problem when people start to fight, the Shekhinah left the house. If the Holy Presence, if you do not find yourself, say yes my wife, and she doesn't find herself, say yes my husband, the Shekhinah left the house. And if the Shekhinah left the house, is only losing situation, is nothing there. If you sit on the computer, doing your work, and your wife calling you, and you say, honey, 1 second, you already know that you lost. Your wife calling you, say, yes, my wife, you leave the computer can wait. Anything can wait. your wife cannot. The same thing with the husband. Anything can wait. The baby can wait, the dishes can wait, the sister can wait, the mother can wait, everybody can wait. The husband cannot wait. And you need to remove yourself complete in the phone of Hashem. שלא תרצה רצון מלעדי רצונו ידבר, that you are not going to want anything beside the need of Hashem, what Hashem wanted. ותקבל את כל הבא עליך ממנה באהבה, and you receive everything whatever come to you from your wife with love, because she is a messenger of Hashem. And don't kill the messenger. ותמיד תצדיקה, אזי תזכה לסר בניסויים, and you're always going to tell her that she is right, and then you're going to be very successful in your marriage. Even if she is wrong, you need to tell her she is right. Zechor, tizkor kol davar ze. Because you're going to need it for many days, for the rest of your life. You need to know, my beautiful child, how we're doing with the time.
We'll go like another 10 minutes and we'll bench to it.
Beautiful. We need to know, my beautiful child, אשר אם אתה רוצה להצליח בנישואים עליך להתעזר במידת הסבלנות. For you to be able to be successful in marriage, you need to have a toleration to your wife and patience. כי החיים קשים ומרים מאוד, because life is very bitter and very hard.
We had a question here.
What's the question?
It was just like if a husband and a wife are in court and they're both lawyers and have like a case, is the husband just not supposed to take the case or let his wife win? And because like argument? And like at what extreme point does it go with arguing and letting, admitting that they're right and just in the home? And that's it.
So you're asking if the husband and the wife, they are in court already, what the husband need to do? That's what you're asking?
Yeah, not take the case or let her win.
I'm asking you, that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
If you already got to court, you already lost.
He's saying if their jobs...
That means...
Yeah, he's saying if like they had...
If they're both lawyers.
Yes.
They're representing one side.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think the judgment allowed.
You have a conflict of interest. I don't think that it will happen.
Yeah. Okay.
We're talking about in the home. Don't misunderstand me. Whatever I say is nothing outside the home.
That means if you are in the car too,
that's your home. Any place that your wife there is your home. In the hotel room is your home.
Rental car
is your home.
Okay, to have an argument.
I don't hear you, please.
Sometimes to have an argument good. Like, it's not always good to say yes,
I don't know, little arguments, and then a huge fight, and I don't think you should. So I'm gonna try to
make people understand what I mean. Okay? Let's assume that my wife said, honey, we need to buy a couch. I want to buy a red couch. What do I need to say?
Yes, my wife.
Right? Now, I really don't like red couch. I think whatever you want to think about the red couch, I want a brown couch. So, if I say yes, my wife, to the red couch, she already removed her guard down. She is not going to be so insistent. But if you're going to say no, because the law of Newton is always working. Action and reaction. As more as you push, as more you get pushed. And if I said yes, my wife, she already stopped pushing. There's no reason to push. I agree. Now, I'm going to come an hour later. I say, honey, you know, I saw a very nice brown couch. Would you like to come to see it with me? She's going to say, yes, my husband. Right? That means that to be, to say yes doesn't mean that you lose. To say yes doesn't mean not to push a force against your spouse. And doesn't mean that you agree. But you basically said, I accept. To accept my wife is the most important thing in life. To accept the husband is the most important thing in life. Even if you don't agree, you need to say, yes, my husband. Why? It's like a child coming to you and you're really angry at him that he ran in the street, but he ran to you with love and you open your arm to him. Even that you want to smack him in the tuches, that he ran in the street, that God forbid something could happen to him.
So to answer this woman's question, you're saying it's better not to even go down that path because it can be a slippery slope.
If you resist, there's no point to resist. Let's put it this way. If you agree with your wife, she will agree with you. You understand? To agree is always good. לכל אחד ואחד מירות ועגמת נפש יסורים ואישה אינה רוצה להבין שאין אתה פרוטה מצויה. That means that if the wife asks something and you start with argument, and let's assume that she wants you to buy something, you cannot tell her, honey, we don't have money. You cannot tell her that. אינה רוצה להבין שאין אתה פרוטה מצויה. She cannot understand that the money is not there yet. Now, and they said, Isha kevan she'en la tevua betoch beta miyat zoeket. The wife that she doesn't have bread in the home, by the way, she screamed. Ki en etzla musag shel en, by the wife, is no understanding, even the concept of what does it mean if we don't have. ולכן אשרי מי שמחזיק מעמד ואינו נשבר. Bless the person that is very strong and not taking, not breaking down, the nervous breakdown to say yes, my wife. You want a house? I buy you 10 houses. With God's help, I'm going to get you 2 houses. You want this? I'm going to get you 2 of this. No problem. When? Very soon. With God's help. Very soon. אלא תמיד מדזר וסלמנות כלפי אשתו, that he is always tolerance against his wife. אשר כך אמרו חמינו הקדושים, our sages said, אין לך קשה מן האישה. You have no hard things more than the wife. כי האישה בדרך כלל עקשנית. The wife usually she is very stubborn. ומוכרחה בו ברגע לקבל את צרכיה, she need right away to receive her needs. אוי לו לבעל שלא ימלא מבקשה על אתר, that all by to the husband that he is not going to go to fill up her needs right away. אשר אז תציק לו ותאכל לו את הלב. Then she going to make him suffer and she going to eat his heart. Not literally, she just going to start nagging, keep nagging him. And she going to break him. Sorry. Until in the end that he going to give to, have to give her anyway. Or God forbid, they're going to end up in the wrong places and they're going to get divorced, God forbid. כי טבע האישה שקשה היא מאוד. The nature of the lady is to be very hard and very stubborn. ואינה מבטרת, she doesn't give in. על כן, אם יש לאדם שכל והוא ותרן. If a person have mind and he need to be giving in. אזי מתהפכת היא אליו לגמרי ומבטלת את מפנית בניו. Then she is. If he is giving in, then she is giving in to him too, and she become to be together with him, and she is not going to be stubborn. That means the lady that she is stubborn, that the tools in the lady hand. Why this is the tools in the lady hand to be stubborn? These tools in the hand is only because the husband is stubborn. If the husband is stubborn, they push back. The law of action and reaction works right away. But if you give in, you say, yes, my wife, she has nothing to push anymore. The guard go down, the gates go down. And if the gates go down, now you are together as a one person. But if you create an obstacle in your marriage, God forbid, You think you're stubborn, she's going to be more stubborn. And more stubborn, and more stubborn, and more stubborn, and more stubborn. And if you said there's no, there's nothing to push, you don't push, she doesn't push. Everything starts from the male. The male is the giver. He is the influencer. He is the one that maintain everything. He is the one that sustain everything. He is the one that put the first spark on everything. The wife maintained that for eternity, but he is the initiative. And if his initiative is always right and right attention, the wife will take from this and she make the right food. That means even the stomach of the wife getting blessing from the husband. What do you mean from the husband? It's all come from his thoughts, from his wisdom. He trickle it down and he give it to his wife. And the way the husband is pure, that's the way the children will be. That means a person need to know, if he's looking at the mirror and his tie is crooked, he doesn't go to the person in the mirror to fix it. He take and he fix himself. When he fixed himself, the person in the mirror get fixed right away. Your wife, she is your reflection. They have nothing to fix by themselves. When they get married, they remove themselves complete just to be your assistant to succeed in life. But to be able to get this success, you need to remove the guard so they're going to unite together with you. And together you become to be in one soul. And when you are in one soul, you can be a winner. When two people are together, nobody in the universe can be able to stand in the front of them. Nobody. But if they are not together, not matching face together, they are a little bit slight angle, this, every person that passed by can start an argument with them. When they facing each other and they are just there to give into each other and to say, honey, I'm with you, whatever you want. And she say, honey, I'm with you, whatever you want. The Shekhinah is coming home back. And when the Shekhinah is home, everything starts to flourish. Parnasa, children, business, everything start to move. But when the people bring another outsider into this relationship, it will never going to fit perfect. Always going to be crooked. And always going to be a problem. No mother, no father, no sister, no uncle, no brother, nothing getting between a husband and wife. Not even Hashem. First is the husband and wife. Then Hashem is there. Hashem willing to remove himself in the sota to erase his name just for Shalom Bayit. Just for a peace in the home. As long as they're going to accept each other. And if the people are going to live this life, nothing can stop them. It will be no missing, nothing parnasa, nothing children, nothing. Everything will go with full harmony. So with God's help, we are in Rosh Chodesh. We want to bless all of you. לד השם שמלא כל משאלות לבכם לטובה, שתתברכו מפי הקדוש ברוך הוא ושכינתו, בכל מידה ומידה שלו, בכל המהלכים שלו, בכל הנאצלים שלו, בכל ראשי השיבות שלו, שהקדוש ברוך הוא יזכה אתכם לזיווג הגון, אישה עיריית שמיים, כגפן פוריה בירקתי ביתכם, וילדיכם כשתילי זיתים מסביב לשונכם, כי כן יברכו גברים ונשים יראי השם, ואחרי השם, יברך אתכם השם מציון, וראו בטוב ירושלים כל ימי חייכם, והקדוש ברוך הוא יזכה אתכם לעלות מעלה מעלה. ויוסף לכם ככם אלף פעלים עם פעמים, ותזכו לעלות לארץ ישראל, ולראות בביאת משיח ובניין בית המקדש, במהרה בימינו השנה, אמן.
אמן.
I want to thanks to everybody for coming, everybody for watching. Thank you.
Thank you everybody for coming. Please come back. Are we having next Tuesday or it's Shavuot?
No, next Tuesday is not Shavuot. Shavuot is next Tuesday. Yes, Shavuot, right? It's Sunday night, Monday night, yes. Next week is Shavuot, so we're going to...
2 weeks.
Score.
We're benching?
Yeah, we're benching. Please.